All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the November 15th Taney County Board of Adjustment meeting. We're going to begin tonight with a call of order. Scott, can you establish the quorum, please?
Yes, Corey Roebuck.
Here.
David Hurd.
Here.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards.
Here.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Excellent. Thank you, Scott. Can you also give us an explanation of the public hearing procedures and the presentation of exhibits and the governing statutes, please?
So I'd like to welcome everyone this evening to the November 15th, 2023 Board of Adjustment meeting and public hearing. Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Zoning Regulations, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information from the Taney County Planning Commission and Taney County Board of Adjustment for each case is Exhibit C. Taney County Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D. The Taney County Planning Commission and Taney County Board of Adjustment meeting audio files for all the cases to be heard at this Board of Adjustment meeting in public hearing is Exhibit E. A staff report will be read for each application, followed by any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please present the completed sign-up sheet before addressing the board, and then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board and not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it, which is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, a strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties. 2. Or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use, as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardship, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
And for our review and action, Board, have you had an opportunity to review the October 18th meeting minutes?
Right.
And if so, do we have an motion on that?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes of October 18th.
Excellent. Second?
I'll second it.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? All right. Thank you very much. All right. And if you don't mind, if you plan to speak tonight, if you'd please stand, we'll swear you in. Raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth to the best of your ability tonight?
I do.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. We're going to begin tonight with the reconsideration request of 2023-002A. Scott, we need to...
I would just read that request that's on your agenda and have the representative applicant come forward and present their reconsideration request.
Okay.
Just read what it's for, the GR.
Okay. So this is a request for the 4GR Land and Cattle Reference-B LLC regarding the Board of Adjustment decision on permit 2023-002A, Pete and Melinda Trimble, overturning the Planning Commission decision denying the Trimble's auto restoration and salvage yard business located at 893 Trimble Road in Pro Tem. And at that time, we'll turn this over to the applicant of this.
Good evening. My name is Henry Civils. I'm an attorney with Spencer Fain, LLP. I represent and am appearing on behalf of 4GR Land and Cattle REB LLC, which I will refer to as 4G Land and Cattle. 4G Land and Cattle respectfully requests that this board reconsider its decision with respect to permit number 2023-002A, a conditional use permit for an auto restoration and salvage yard business, and deny that permit. I will give a brief procedural history of this matter. On May 9th, 2023, the Taney County Planning and Zoning Commission voted unanimously to deny this permit. On August 16th, 2023, this board voted unanimously to approve the permit. And on August 23, 2023, 4GR Land and Cattle requested this reconsideration, which was granted. So I don't want to take much of your time. We respectfully request that if you haven't already, please read in full our August 2023 letter before making a final decision on this matter. We also request that that letter be entered into the record. And if you need copies of the letter, I brought copies with me. We stand by the statements in our August 23 letter and also recognize and understand that in order to fully exhaust our administrative remedies, we are required to request this reconsideration. So I'll briefly summarize a portion of the points made in our letter. The conditional use permit does not, as a condition, require that the permit holder obtain any necessary licenses required by the Missouri Department of Revenue to operate an auto salvage dealership. The proposed use is inapposite to the surrounding properties, which are all used and have been used for years for agricultural purposes and will injure the use, enjoyment, and property values of those surrounding properties. The proposed use will impede the normal and orderly development and improvement of surrounding property for uses permitted in the zoning district, which, to my understanding, is almost entirely agricultural. And there appears to have been no evidence presented to suggest or show that the current public services, such as roads, are adequate for the proposed use. And we suggest that it is unlikely that such public services, namely the roads, are sufficient to safely accommodate congestion caused by 18-wheelers traveling to and from the property. The area surrounding the permit applicant's property has been utilized for family farming for some time, and it is our belief that granting this application opens the floodgates for additional industrial developments in what has historically been family farmland. We request that the permit be denied. Thank you for your consideration.
Okay, board, we'll have room for discussion.
Well, we discussed at length the decision when it was made, and it was a completely different project than was presented to the Board of Planning and Zoning. And the case that we decided was not the same case that they heard. And I feel like we made the right decision when we approved the special use permit, which overturned the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I think I've read through the August 23rd letter twice now, and I've tried to read through with the scope of would any of these arguments changed my decision in the previous board meeting, and I don't think that they would have. I don't know that it sways us. They're valid arguments, but arguments for something else, not for us.
Any other discussion?
So I would move to approve reconsideration request 2023-002A.
Okay, so to have clarity on that, with that request, that would be to approve it to not reconsider. Is that correct?
Well, your motion to approve, if you vote in a majority to approve that, then it nullifies the previous decision and they come back in December and you rehear it. But on that motion to approve, if you vote nay, And the nays, the majority, then that motion fails, and that reconsideration is not upheld.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you can vote on a positive motion either direction. But.
Okay. So do we have a second on that?
I'll second that.
And then all in favor say aye. Opposed? Nay.
Nay.
All right.
0-5. Okay, motion failed.
All right, we're going to move on to another reconsideration request for 2023-003A. This is Stephen and, forgive me, Knishir Kazetti regarding the Board of Adjustment decision on permit 2023-003A denying the appeal request for nightly rental use located at 2404 Victor Church Road in Branson.
Hello. Scott, could you pull up the... So we got a couple extra photos here for you guys. But I'm gonna
can we start the slideshow from the beginning? Or?
Yes, please. So it's pretty quick. It's not as much. So with the denial from the last time, I know it was kind of focused on the pool as kind of being the sticking issue. And I know at the original denial, it ended up being, I think, a 3-4, and the confusion was around the pond as well. And the pool, which we remedied from the last one. So I wanted to say that there were a few points that we had our neighbor. It was a new neighbor, and I don't think he was really familiar with how the pond was set up. So what was kind of mentioned on what was around it wasn't the full story. So we wanted to give just a few quick pictures, but there is some information that I think would be helpful to the decision to see if the original planning zoning was an error for their ruling. And we think that that would be a bit of an injustice to you guys hearing the full picture so you have a full understanding of kind of what we're doing. I know some points were also brought up with would there be someone there when we had people there, which is also a good thing. And I didn't get a chance to do rebuttal to kind of address that issue because it's a really good valid point to make sure that someone's, you know, there on the property when you have people kind of in and out for nightly rentals or even midterm rentals or even a long-term rental, really. We've had experience with all of them. So if you go to the next slide for us. So we did a bit of research, and we kind of knew this before. We actually had a neighbor who used to live and helped even build the trench to the pond and knew about the pond that mentioned, you know, those railroad ties, and we'll get to that in a minute, to the pond. But here's some pictures. There's actually a trench that's on our property. If you look on the left, that's kind of where the water comes from, and it feeds into the pond. And what we found is before that was built, that pond pretty much dries out. It's not a whole lot of water there. And the previous two owners of the properties are in the adjoining one where the pond is, built that trench to help some water flow into the pond as well as to help divert the water. And so since the pond was a bit of an issue, and even the new neighbor that's there has two small children, or three, I think, like we do, under five, and there was issue about he didn't know if he was going to keep the fence or leave the fence. And so we thought, well, you know what, let's just not have a water hazard at all. And so we're planning on diverting this trench from where it goes to the pond to kind of the back of the property. Maybe it'll feed the water table instead of that pond. And there's, I think the previous owner had some animals or something live in there, and there's really nothing there right now. So it's just kind of sitting there. So by diverting that, that will keep the water levels from there, and it'll dry out as well. And so you can kind of see in the middle picture that it shows kind of where the current trench goes to the pond, where it feeds there from the road, and you can kind of see the pond there on that picture all the way to the right. I would love it if you guys did decide to grant, the rehearing to come and see for yourselves to kind of see where everything is, what that looks like. So that way you have a full view of if you feel like it would, if the previous decision was in error, because the two things they mentioned was compatibility and then the safety. And so, and the pond was kind of the sticking issue when we met here last time as well. If you could go to the next slide, please. Thank you. And then here is a closer view of the trench here, where it is going there. And so we are going to divert it. It's where the area is. So from where it is now, we're going to divert it, keep it onto our property rather than going. It was a shared effort from the previous two owners to feed his pond. I think he had animals out there. Since that owner's not here, new owner has small children like we do, you know, we're going to move it here over there. That's the idea. with the plan, and that was not mentioned at the last meeting because we, you know, didn't realize, you know, until a new neighbor came and gave his concerns about the pond and his little ones and his plans, and it was also brought up it wouldn't be fair to put the onus